Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest today.
That's right. Our guest today is Evan Holmes. He is the general manager of Our House, the Superdome, which was a starring character in this historic 59th game. And I'd love to hear from him about how we got here and how on earth we did so well during the game. It was flawless.
Absolutely. The Caesars Superdome, the centerpiece of the Super Bowl for sure. Evan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. Morning, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're still catching our breath over here, but excited to be on the other side of Sunday, that's for sure.
So, Evan, let me ask you, I want if you would just do this for a moment. I don't know that people realize just how big the facility is. If you could just give a few stats about the size of the Superdome, how big it is, how many acres it consumes, things like that.
Sure. Well, the Superdome itself is about 2 million square feet, and that's kind of an abstract number, and it's hard to kind of contemplate that. But if you think about the dome and the era in which it was built, and you look at other facilities built around that time, like the Astrodome, the Metrodome, and others, those buildings are all either gone as a parking lot or they're mothballed or not around. And those buildings were all built to be about 1 million square feet. And that was kind of the calling card back when this facility was built, was that essentially the commentary was, I want the Astrodome to fit inside this Superdome, which it could. And even new buildings, aside from some of the outliers, if you look at what they've done in SoFi, which is about 2.5 million square feet, and AT&T Stadium in Dallas, it's a little bit larger than 2 million square feet. Most of the newer facilities you see around the NFL, be it U.S. Bank, be it what they're contemplating up in Chicago and what they're building in Nashville and in Buffalo, we're all around that 2 million square feet number. So the building itself is kind of right in line, even though it's heading into its 50th year with even the newest facilities in the NFL. But it's more than just the Superdome, as we all know. We have a 52-acre campus here that includes an NBA arena right across the street, obviously with the Smoothie King Center, Champion Square, kind of our urban amphitheater adjacent to the building. We have attached parking garages, and we're right next to an active commercial office building, Benson Tower. So even though we have those 52 acres and we have this 2 million square feet and we have an arena across the street, anyone that was here for the Super Bowl or anyone that tried to get around the Superdome during the Super Bowl period saw that we actually expanded beyond our traditional 52-acre campus, given how large the Super Bowl has become with all of the hospitality and all of the pregame activations the perimeter, as we call it, the secured perimeter, actually expanded, believe it or not, or those that have seen it believe it, but those that haven't may not believe it. We actually expanded the perimeter beyond Poydras Street, kind of under the Claiborne overpass into the LSU lots over there by the medical district, and took over three large parking lots for a lot of hospitality. So it was an expanded perimeter, even though we have a pretty large campus to begin with. But being able to do that was a challenge for our friends at the NFL. We worked very closely with them to help them orchestrate that. But being able to have that event is reliant upon our ability to have the space, but also being able to put things in places that they typically don't, what we don't have for a normal event.
So, Evan, how do I say this? You know, you're in the building all the time. You're in the bowels of the building, you know, daily. The big game, it's coming up. You're there on Sunday afternoon. What was going through your mind?
Well, I couldn't sleep the night before. I was here till about midnight the night before because there's always something on the list, right? And, you know, being part of the management team here and working closely every day with the NFL for basically 2 years, I was part of the group that was in the NFL command post, and that is the nerve center for the event, not too dissimilar than the command post stood up for Mardi Gras and other major events in the city. This was the NFL core group. So I, you know, my call time there was about 7 o'clock in the morning, Super Bowl Sunday. And I think I got to the building at 5 o'clock because I couldn't sleep. So I was already on my third coffee by the time I think we got to 7 o'clock. But going through my mind is, you know, what else is there to do? What haven't we thought about? Is there something that we missed? And of course, thankfully, we couldn't come up with anything. Because, you know, an event like that, everything is magnified, as we know from recent experiences. But it's just making sure that the plan was to the execution phase, right? Here for us, it's very simple. It's plan, communicate, execute. And we've done an excellent job planning internally, but also with our partners, and not just with the NFL, but all of their third parties and all of our friends across the city. The communication was clean. We had a very straightforward chain of command, and it was to the point where eventually they're going to kick that ball off. And all of the conversations lead to that point. And so we were cautiously optimistic, sitting there in my seat next to my director of event services, and he and I kind of looked at each other and said, all right, ready or not, here we go. So unfortunately, everything went about as well as it could have gone. So it's one thing
bring
to have
it on we're ready.
Something to be sitting there. That's it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So is it fair to say, I mean, the Dome underwent $500 million makeover, right? In renovations and everything else. Is it fair to say that the Dome, the Super Bowl will test a facility like no other event?
Absolutely. And yes, $560 million to be exact. Yes, it is an exercise in space planning and utilization. What we do for a Saints game, what we do for a concert, what we do for a Sugar Bowl. Yes, we test the limits of what the building can do, but with the Super Bowl, it's just exponentially greater because there's just more activity. There's more programming, be it, you know, the white glove program where they're managing the manager or the owners and the sponsors, an elevated experience. There's a nerve center for those people, the cybersecurity and the IT folks, they're running out of an operation. You got a large merchandise. You just kind of go down the list of all the things that we normally have for an event, multiply it by 10, and give them a space where they need to work. And every nook and cranny of this building had something going on. And there were times I'd walk the concourse, and one day that was a corner or a corridor, and I come back the next day, and it's a temporary built office space where this kind of popped up. So it stressed every part of the building's ability to accommodate just stuff is the best way I can explain it. But again, it goes back to what we mentioned earlier, those 2 million square feet. You know, if we had 1.9 million square feet, it may have been a little bit harder conversation. So, it allows us also to see, you know, what happened, you know, when you're around long enough and you see it every day, sometimes you may not look at things the same way as someone coming in fresh may do it. So, you know, I would tell our people, look, you're around the best of the best. And if they're going to a place and saying, hey, this is an opportunity for us to do something new, be in their hip pocket and learn from what they're doing, because we may be able to co-op some of this and leverage it for other event activity or other things. So, yeah, it stressed the building, but it also allowed us to kind of be a part of a fresh look. And we're going to take as much of that as we can, and we're going to apply that moving forward.
Any kind of behind-the-scenes moments that really stick out in your mind, that, you know, decisions having to be made on the fly?
Well, there's always plenty of those in real time. You know, what's interesting about the Super Bowl in the NFL, as you can imagine, it is very buttoned up. And, you know, they have this document. I took it home to my son because he was kind of interested, and he's 10 years old and he's learning about the business and he's just really inquisitive with it. And we call it the minute by minute report. And it is probably 20 pages of very small font Excel file every minute, what is happening in the building. And it is everything from team buses arriving to here's when we open this club to here's where the lights go down for the Super Bowl or the intro. And every single one of those points are part of a very tight timeline for various groups. And inevitably things change as they do. And you do your best to react, but look, there were plenty of times where things kind of popped up and kind of looked at each other and says, is that a thing, or is that with a capital T, or is that a thing with a lowercase T? And you want the lowercase T, not the big T. But we had a lot of the lowercase T's, and we were able to navigate. And look, that's just communication, contingency planning. We expect this. If not, here's how we're going to handle it. We have strong leadership here. And, you know, I was on the radio or on the call saying, hey, got to pivot on this. Can we make it happen? And every single time it was yes, and our people were able to make it happen. So nothing stands out, because if it did stand out, probably a lot of other people would know about it, which we like it that way if it doesn't. So it's just a natural progression of an event. You kind of weave through it, and, you know, you rely on your leadership. We have great leadership here, and we were able to make it happen.
Obviously, everyone believes here that we can put on this show, the Super Bowl, better than anybody else, right? But the important party to have a similar feeling is the NFL. What have you heard from them over this past week?
Well, it has been overwhelmingly positive. And, you know, we were talking to our team, both internally and our partners, you know, the Sports Foundation, the host committee, and the great job they did. And kind of internally, we kind of positioned it as a relay race, right? This is a long week, and it's just, they're passing the baton from one event to another, and you're getting closer and closer and closer to Super Bowl Sunday. And eventually we get the baton, and we're the anchor leg. And by the time we got the baton, because of all the other work that has happened on the infrastructure side, on the party planning side, and all of the other stuff, we were so far ahead. Back to, I think I heard Michael say how universally it was viewed as an excellent Super Bowl, and don't ever say this publicly, but, you know, I think it was the absolute best ever. But by the time we got that baton, we were so far ahead of the competition, it was really just us against the clock, you know, going for the world record type of thing. And we're going to run straight through that tape and make it as far of a distance between us and the second place as we can. And that's where we were. And I mentioned that command post. And as you could imagine, there's 85, 90 people up there all kind of working on things, very active. And I'll never forget, we sat there towards the end, the confetti had been popped and everything had kind of settled, trophies given away, everybody did their speeches. And, you know, the NFL point person, the person that kind of ran the show for the NFL, kind of quieted everybody down and said a few words. But at the end, he said, look, there's no such thing as a perfect event, but this was as damn close to a perfect event as we'd ever had. And that was something that resonated with us and our team. And that's when you kind of look your colleagues in the eye and shake their hand and say, we did it. So from that standpoint, we felt really, really good on our end. And we know the rest of the show leading up to that from the city standpoint was excellent. So long way of saying, I think we very much distanced ourselves from any other Super Bowl.
And there's no rest for the weary, because I understand y'all have a press conference tomorrow with a big announcement about a concert tour. Is that true?
We do. Big announcement tomorrow.
You want to give us a hint?
Not at liberty to share yet, because that would ruin it. Any hint would be very apparent, so I'm not coy enough to do that. But in addition to that, look, you know, we were joking with our people.
Well, don't tell Michael Heck, because he is, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. But in addition to that, we said, look, we have two Pelicans. We got a Pelicans game tonight. We got a Pelicans game tomorrow.
Wow.
Got a sold-out Mary J. Blige show on Friday. We got Endymion rolling in here on March 1st. They're back home in the Dome. So we said, look, take your 10-minute satisfaction break, pat yourself on the back, and then get back to work. And we'll celebrate this when the time is right. But, yeah, no rest for the weary. But we're excited about the announcement tomorrow.
Is it true that some of the cabling that was brought in it will take like 30 days to get it out? And I don't know who told me that. Somebody was, we were talking down at the media row, and someone mentioned about the cabling that they knew how many miles of cabling was in that place. It was like crazy.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm surprised you can't hear the beeping on the phone as I look out my window. I mean, I look out my window and they still have
the Fox Sports flag
hanging over. Yeah, so there's the Fox Sports flag still hanging over their offices. So, yeah, the teams are gone, the press is gone, the private jets are gone. But, you know, I've got forklifts and trucks, and it's very active on our campus still. And they've got a few more days until they're done. So, yeah, we may be done with Super Bowl, but we're still dealing with them moving out, and we're trying to manage
Absolutely.
That, too. So a lot of work
Evan
to be
Holmes,
done still.
Evan Holmes, let me just say congratulations to you, your team, job well done, city, you know, well represented by your organization. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you. And it doesn't happen without the support of our team and those frontline employees. I got to tip my cap to them. They don't see me. They don't see all the NFL folks. They see the ushers, our ticket takers, our housekeeping staff, and those are the ones that make it go. So if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So we're going to take care of them as we get through
Absolutely.
This. But I always want to make sure those folks are recognized.
Got to get to a break. Thank you so much. We will be right back with Michael Heck. Stay with us.